We're launching into hour number two of the show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, coming up, Wayne, you're going to tell us about your encounter with a census worker. They've started coming around already. They're not even supposed to start the census until next year. We'll talk first, though, to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Paula?
Well, I was talking about this hate bill that they're going to put through the House.
Hmm.
And they mentioned on the news that any religious talk would be considered hatred.
They said that on the news?
Yeah.
And that so, any I mean, religious talk.
Well, I called representatives.
What news did you were you watching?
I think it was CNN or Fox News, one or the other.
Okay.
But anyway, I called representatives about it, and they said, well, it's not even in here. I said, well, why did the news people even mention it for then? And I said, maybe you need to contact them. You know, but I mean, I was just totally shocked that, you know, it said that.
Well, I've heard that there is you know, something out there, and I don't know. I haven't investigated it thoroughly, but yeah, it's certain. Like what the concern is that certain things that pastors might say on Sunday, if for instance they think that homosexuality is immoral or something like that, could be considered as a hate crime.
Now, Paula, why do you have to go and get into that? I mean,
it's in the Bible.
What if?
Regardless, but you know, regardless of how you feel about that. The point is,
I mean,
we do have freedom of speech.
Anybody because of it, but I mean, the thing about it is in the Bible.
It is in the Bible. However, you would agree that the Bible has been—it's a mistranslation of a mistranslation. It's been through a lot of hands over a lot of years.
Yeah.
Been used by a lot of ruling people.
My family helped decipher the Bible for King James, and it was in my family history.
Decipher might not be the right word at this point.
Yeah, well, we found out it was misworded.
Okay.
Who's we? Out, you know, with the new, you know, thing, they went back to the original scriptures of different languages, and my family was right.
So
they weren't. They said that they weren't sure what they were, you know, deciphering.
So in that case, then how can you look at the Bible as any sort of arbiter of what is right and wrong?
I mean, not every bit of it was misworded, but I mean, you know.
But how do you know what was and what wasn't?
Well, when you go over,
you don't.
You read the new one and you read the old one, and then you can see. You know, what's...
You can read Hebrew, Paula?
Huh?
You can read Hebrew? Wasn't
it
written in Hebrew?
The thing is that, you know, that my family was saying, well, you know, they weren't sure, you know, what they were... They didn't understand a lot of these different languages. And so, anyway, that's when I got in touch with the church, and I told them, I said, hey, I said, y'all need to do something about this.
And so wait a minute. Wasn't it written in Hebrew, Mark? Wasn't the Bible written in Hebrew?
Well, parts of it.
There was Greek and Hebrew.
Greek and Hebrew?
You know.
Okay.
Aramaic.
So
Aramaic,
you've never read the original Bible then, right, Paula?
Huh?
You've never read the original Bible, right? You
really?
Personally.
I've got the King James Version, yeah.
Right, but you've never read the actual Bible.
If the King James Version was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me.
Yeah,
you're
but
being
I mean,
facetious,
you know,
right?
The thing is, there are laws that we have to follow, and right now we're under judgment because of this.
Who's we? All of us?
All of God's children. Read Jeremiah 30.
No, I can't. It's just intolerable to me.
It tells you exactly what we're going through right now.
Okay, who's under judgment for all of what?
We are. God says we are Judah. We are his children. And he says we cannot go unpunished.
What do we do?
What kind of God is this, anyway, Paula? I mean, what
because
kind of all... Wait a minute, Paula. Is God all-loving?
Yes, he is. And
okay, what kind of all... See, this is what I don't... This is one of the many contradictions of the Christian religion. What kind of all-loving God would create something that would need to be punished?
He created laws for us to follow. And the thing is, this was to keep us right. And, I mean, the thing is
has
that
it worked?
God's children have not been following the laws. And this is what we're under punishment for.
Is it some kind of weird sadistic game to where a God who is this perfect creature, that this entity that has the ability to, you know, to create whatever it is that
he,
she
he
wants to create?
Everything.
Huh?
He perfected everything for us. He
but
everything
you're saying it's not perfect because you're saying that his creation or her creation or whatever, its creation is essentially violating the rules that it's set
not
up for.
Not all of them are. Just some of the children are. I mean, we're all God's children, And I mean, the thing is, he wants us to be right, you know, and do it like we should. But the thing is, a lot of us don't know. Matter of fact, 9/11 was even in the Bible.
What kind of punishments is this God of yours going to mete out to people who don't follow all the rules?
Read Jeremiah 30.
No, I've got you on the phone, Paula. You have to explain it to me because I'm not going to read anything on the air.
Okay. All right. You know, they've been talking about a shortage of food. Okay.
Yeah.
This is part of it. Okay. Okay. When the 9/11, he said, "You have turned your back on me," and he says, "We have become evil and corrupt." And he said, "I put a grievous wound on you that there is no medicine for."
So you're saying the punishment.
9/11?
Yeah, it was in the Bible.
So you're saying the punishments for not following the rules are right now?
It tells you further on in Jeremiah 30 about the towers being rebuilt, okay? And during the process.
Look, I don't want to talk about 9/11, Paula. I'm not interested in that.
Well,
what I'm interested in knowing about is, are you saying that these punishments are not some sort of eternal...
Okay, let me explain.
Hold on, Paula. Let me ask the question, and you can explain. But I'm asking you, are you saying that the punishments you're referring to, they are happening right now in this life, or will be happening after this life?
They're happening now.
So if all of a sudden everybody starts to obey the rules that you say they should obey, then everything would be cool then, right?
If you would follow God's laws, which they're wonderful laws, I mean, everything would be fine. But the thing is, he said, we have turned our back on him, and he says, we have become evil and corrupt, and matter of fact, Israel's under judgment too.
All right.
And the
Paula, thanks for the call as always. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, I'm surprised you didn't have much to say on that.
You know,
as a former Christian, somebody who spent years in Christian school, this whole perfect God thing and the idea that he needs to mete out punishments.
If he's a perfect God, then the question is, how could he create an imperfect thing? Also, he's supposed to be the same yesterday as today and forever, and, well, yeah, not so much. All you have to do is look at the Old Testament God versus New Testament
God.
Big
differences, right? Yeah,
lots of big differences. And, the way he was the God of Israel versus now he's the God of everybody, how did that happen? It's all very
right,
different.
Go ahead, Wayne.
I was going to say, there's a lot of man-made stuff in there. And, so much of it has to do with people in power at the time that used religion to control people.
That's correct.
Now, of course, government does it and corporations do it and all that, but and banks. But back then, the people in power used religion, so they tried to tell people things that would keep them in line. It makes sense. And I think and you look at all the different translations over the years of the Bible, that's changed as well. And, of course, it goes back to controlling people. So do I believe in God? Yeah, I guess I do, but I don't think
he's a mean, nasty guy who kills every man, woman, and child down to the sheep and AI.
That's right, and it doesn't mean that you can't read the Bible and read some things that make sense in there that might make sense to you. There's snippets of truth everywhere.
Even
and the biggest liar in the world is going to tell the truth once in a while. But I have a real problem, like you do, with all these people preaching this stuff that really don't sit down and think things through.
It's just right. I mean, they haven't even taken a close look at it, even a cursory look at some of the obvious contradictions. I mean, let's take the whole Satan thing. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that are just living their lives in fear of the idea that that if they die and they haven't done X, Y, or Z, that they're going to go and burn in some eternal fire, pit of torment, and you know this devilish character is going to be the one tormenting them. And of course, the story goes. And remember, we're told that God is perfection, right? I mean, you'd have to be. You're God. And that he's all-loving. And so that he created this Lucifer, who was his right-hand man or left-hand man or whatever, and fell from grace, right? The angel fell from grace.
Yes.
And then, that's what became Satan, allegedly, right? Am I wrong so far?
Sounds about right.
That's the story? Okay, well, if God is all-powerful, as a God should be, if God has the ability to control the creations that she makes, then why not just go, falling from grace, well, you're gone. Why couldn't God uncreate what it was that was created? I mean, it just, none of it follows.
Well, the idea is that he has a perfect plan, this story that he's going to create, and in the process of it, you and I are pawns in his perfect story. And would a perfect, loving being really make people his pawns? He knew it all from the very beginning.
Or would a loving being
time.
Subject those people and those things to eternal torment? I mean, that's crazy. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook. That's free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You're not going to get the free one if you just meander on over there. You've got to go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Very good. As we continue with your phone calls, we'll go to Eric in Texas on the amp line. Hello, Eric.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Eric?
Well, before I get to what I called about, I just want to mention on Audible, I just got the full unabridged 63-hour version of Atlas Shrugged.
Wow.
Because I don't have time to read that, and I figure it's a good value.
Yeah, it seems like it. It's a plenty big book. You can certainly get thinner books, there for free. So Atlas Shrugged is probably a really good choice.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway, I'd like to real quick answer the question you had asked Paula. As crazy as I think she is sometimes, I think she deserves to be stood up for every now and then.
All right.
So if you want to restate your question, I'll go ahead and try and answer.
I don't know. There was probably a handful of questions. So if you can restate my question, that'll be good.
It was probably about having a loving God. Go ahead.
Yeah, how can a loving God want to put its creations through which are supposed to be perfect through eternal torment?
Okay. Well, I think that actually, I think it's something around about a perfect God creating an imperfect world as well. And I think a lot of it has to do with God gave us the gift of free will by putting the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He gave Adam and Eve a choice, and by giving them that choice, he gave them free will. And so I think the overall plan was for him to get, worshipers who chose him of their own free will. He didn't want mindless automatons just following him because he said.
But it doesn't. That doesn't answer the question as to if she is all loving, then why would it or whoever? Why would God, this all loving God, create a potential for eternal torment? Can you explain that one?
To give you the choice.
That's not all loving. That's not all loving. That's I'll love you as long as you do exactly as I say for you to do.
Kiss my foot, I won't push you off the cliff.
No, if and again, I am not a practicing Christian by any means.
Well, then you're no fun to have call and try to explain these things. Well, I need somebody who believes this stuff.
From what I recall from my lessons in church.
Loving, Eric, do you understand that? If he's all loving, that means that when you make the wrong choice, you would be forgiven for that. See? That would be all loving. Not so, you've screwed up.
True.
Now you burn forever.
True. And I'm just giving you, what I was taught.
Okay, very good. What else were you calling about?
I wanted to, you were talking about the that First Amendment case, the fleeting expletives the other night.
That's correct. The FCC is able to fine radio stations and television broadcasters for fleeting expletives, as according to the Supreme Court.
Right, because it's to protect the children.
So they say.
Yes. Well, I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. I practically speaking, they're going to hear this language. There's no stopping it, especially with the Internet.
8 years old, she's probably heard, or he or she has probably already heard a number of
these. I did at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the other night, what my wife and I decided to do is pick one of the most offensive language-filled films that we could think of.
Pulp Fiction.
And sit down and watch it with our kids. So we actually picked a different Samuel Jackson movie. We picked Die Hard with a Vengeance.
That's a great film.
Yeah, well, it gave us a lot of language to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, yeah. The opening scene. There's an opening scene where the bad guy makes them go down to the middle of Harlem.
That is one of the funniest. It's one of the funniest scenes I think I've ever seen in a movie, where Bruce Willis is essentially there's this mad bomber that forces Bruce Willis to go out onto the streets of Harlem wearing a sandwich board that has a very offensive message printed on it.
Right.
And I won't reveal what it is because it's very offensive.
Right. We explained, we sat down, we paused the movie, and we explained all this to our children. And that, they know now that these are offensive terms, And that while me and their mother may not mind if they use, you know, maybe not the N-word, but, you know, the F-word, that other people in society probably care a great deal if they use these words and that they'll be offended by them.
And I'd be offended hearing an eight-year-old use the F-bomb. I'd be shocked at the very least.
So now my kids are not going to use these words, but not out of fear that they'll get punished by us, but out of politeness for others.
And you know, that's the way to do it. That's the reason for it.
And it all comes back to, it's not the government's job to parent my children. It's my job, and I did it. And it's not that hard.
Well done, Eric. Thank you for sharing that tonight, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, guys, I've talked about prohibition, alcohol prohibition at my house, but we also have swearing prohibition. And my kids can't even say the substitute words for the swear words.
So they can't say frack?
No, darn.
Yeah, they can't say any of those things. So when my friends come over, I say, you can come on over, but no drinking and no swearing. Mm-hmm. Because the substitute words don't even go. But, you know, what I do is I will watch a movie with my son sometimes, and, you know, sometimes those words are used. And we talk about the fact that it doesn't sound too classy to say those words. So you really shouldn't say them. I mean, some kids think they're cool. Some adults think it's cool to say them. And I feel that you demean yourself in a way in many circles if you use them.
You know, just as an example, and when I used to work at a magazine, a high-end magazine in Sarasota, Florida, and my boss turned into one of my best friends in the world. But I met him and sort of got to know him at a work level. And then when he started to become my friend, of course, you know, people in my age bracket, I'm 38, I think, 7, something like that.
9.
What am I? I don't know. What year is it? Yes, I am 38 years old.
I have that trouble too sometimes.
Well, it changes every year. And I got to hear him, like, well, not got to, but he used the F-bomb in just the course of, you know, some conversation. And I was shocked and uncomfortable hearing my friend and co-worker and boss, not that I ever really considered him my boss, I could leave at any time, but my co-worker to use that kind of terminology. And I just was uncomfortable and didn't like it. And I, in my house, we have a rule against swearing. I don't like to hear Jack's mom use dirty language, and she, like, probably just for that reason keeps me from doing it. So I do a radio show. I shouldn't be talking like that.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the program. 800-259-9231. And still to come, the census bureaucrats are on the loose, possibly in your neighborhood. Wayne will tell his story. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
This segment of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Your untimely death. So you need to take care of your family even when things, you know, the world doesn't take care of you. Termco Life Insurance, call 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue. Take your phone calls about whatever you want. Alex is in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Now, in order for me to explain this situation to you, I have to give you a little background context.
Okay.
I'll do that as quickly as I can. I went to a sports arena recently on Friday, and my friend was there from school. We'll call him Jeff. He explained to me that he had over $1,000 in cash on him.
Okay. Not something that you generally want. So I understand that he's your friend, that's probably okay, but generally not something you want to spread around to people.
I explained to him that he would be best off putting it in a bank account, so that way that people can't steal it except for the government.
Yeah.
And he thought that that was a good idea. So I drove him, after we were done that night, I was driving him back to his house, and I asked him where he got the money from. He said he got it from his grandparents, and his grandparents didn't want him to tell his parents about it, because if his parents found out that he had that kind of money, they would immediately confiscate it.
Whoa, what kind of parents are these?
This is the point in the story where I tell you that his parents are of Indian descent, and in their culture, they are very strict in what they want for their son.
So it's not that he owes him money for something?
Yeah, say that again?
He doesn't owe them money or anything like that. This is some sort of family thing where that's just what happens?
Well, yeah, his parents are super strict, extremely strict, because that's how the Indian culture is.
Mm-hmm.
And but his grandparents know how strict his parents are, so they said, don't tell anyone about it.
Yeah.
So I asked him, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? And he said, my parents say that I have to be a doctor.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
He had a funny look. I said, excuse me, no, you know, you can think for yourself. You can do whatever you want to do. So I'm trying to teach him a little carpe diem. I'm trying to teach him to think for himself. And I'll ask him questions that just make him think about the world in different ways, give him new perspectives about government and everything else.
How old is this friend of yours?
He is 16.
Okay.
So what I did was I took him to the bank, and we opened up a checking account. And
you and he? You both?
Yes. Yes.
So if you're over the age of 18, if you're 18 or older, you can open an account with somebody who is not your your relative.
Yes.
That's underage?
Yes.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
So I went. He is the primary account holder. I am the secondary on the account, and because I'm exactly 18, the account is valid. So this makes the money inaccessible to his parents, even if they do find out about it.
Great
job. What I want to know from Mark is, Mark, as a parent, what do you feel about my actions of going behind his parents' back,
etc.?
Because I feel that he's able to make decisions for himself. However, his parents don't believe he's able to make decisions for myself. Moreover, I think that
for himself, yeah.
When I was his age, I was making decisions for myself because my parents, to an extent, treated me like an adult. His parents don't treat him like an adult, and they make decisions for him. So I think that to a certain extent, he's not as mature as he could be. What do you have to say about me going behind his parents' back?
You know, I'm sure I'm inconsistent on this.
you wouldn't be a good parent if you weren't inconsistent, right?
Somebody can find some inconsistency, but as far as I'm concerned, his parents have made their bed on this one, and it may be culturally that's what they're taught to do. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. The fact is, You know, he owns that money. It was given to him, and he should be able to do what he wishes with it.
But if he's living under his parents' roof, wouldn't you say that the parents should be in total control of what happens with his life?
I think that you can set those rules. However, I think he should also be free to leave, and he's not. He's not free to leave. So
you don't believe he is under any obligation to reveal this information to the parents?
I don't. If he didn't receive the money in any kind of illicit fashion, he's not breaking the law, putting their house in jeopardy from being searched by the cops. If he earned this by selling drugs, you know, there's something entirely different. But in this case, he got the money from his grandparents,
yeah.
And they, you know, they know about it. I think that all you did was empower him from a legal fashion to do what he should be able to do already, which is put the money in a bank account. That's his money.
Right.
I think, however, my advice is that he should take the money out of the bank and buy a gold coin.
Yes, I did explain that to him, and I said, you know, I'm not responsible if the government takes your money, but they're already taking your money if it's sitting in your pocket, unless, you know. So, I did tell him about that. So, but he says, you know, he'll keep it in the bank, so it's his money. I'm not going to force him.
Absolutely true. I'm just giving advice at this point.
Yeah.
Right. No, absolutely.
Well
so,
done, Alex.
What would you say, Mark, if, let's say that in a worst-case scenario, the parents did find out?
Yeah,
and they called me, and they were screaming at me. What would you say if you were me?
I would say I won't talk to you until you stop screaming.
Well, that's the first thing. And I would tell them that, look, as far as I can tell, this money was given to him by his grandparents. That's your mom and dad, and that money belongs to him. I will do what he wants me to do. He is a free person to be able to make decisions. He's never going to be able to make decisions at 18 on his own unless he was able to make decisions at 16. And I am willing to do whatever he is willing to do. By the way, he will just tell you that, it's time to take the money out and give it to his parents once they find out. But, I would, you know, that's where I would stand on it.
Okay.
Very good, Alex. Any other thoughts?
No. What do you think, though?
I think you've done the right thing. I mean, you're helping out your friend do what he should do, and that is protect the money that that he's legitimately been given. I don't think you're in the wrong here at all. Wayne, your thoughts?
Well, it's hard to say. He's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm, the friend.
Okay. So he's not technically 18. So some people would have a problem with that, and I'm a little nudged by it because he's not really of age yet. But since his family members did give him the money, and you're just trying to protect him from getting it taken by his parents, and the fact his parents are so inflexible, they're demanding that he become a doctor when he may not want to be a doctor, that's a little screwed up considering you're in America and not India. So I can understand you maybe intervening. I may not have done that myself, but I respect that.
There you have it.
All right.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you very much,
for the
guys.
Call, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Certain types of parenting are going to elicit certain types of responses.
Absolutely.
This is a natural response to that kind of parenting.
The more open you are with your kids, the better, and the better your relationship's going to be, in my opinion, the more likely your kids are going to come to you with things that they need to talk about, because the more closed off you are, the more prohibitive you are with your children, the more likely they're going to be hiding even more than just a secret bank account. I mean, his parents should feel lucky that he's not out there snorting cocaine with that $1,000, you know?
It's a testimony to good parenting that he hasn't gone and swung that far.
Yeah.
However, it's also a testimony to the fact that they're completely inflexible in the rules. They are no longer a resource, as in, I mean, this is $1,000. That's a lot of jack for a 16-year-old.
There's something to be feared.
Hey, Mom and Dad, what should I do with all of this money? That's not being said.
No.
He's taking the money. He's hiding it from them. He's putting it in the bank account. Why? Because they won't let him make decisions.
And that's a teaching opportunity for the parents.
Yes, absolutely.
They're passing up. The other thing with people, I've spoken with some people from India, is that a lot of them do arranged marriages, too, which is another cultural thing that's very different here.
1-800-259-9231. Apparently, they want to arrange his career, which I also find disturbing, and hopefully he will decide for himself what he wants to do rather than follow the path that his parents, that would be satisfying to them. That is not what anybody should do, is attempt to satisfy their parents. They should be satisfying themselves. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home.
We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then learn how to promote Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country and around the world. All at promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, it's Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, first, really quickly, before I get into what I was going to talk about, I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I have been unemployed since February. I've worked in the oil field, which is one of the most volatile industries you can work in, the energy industry.
Okay.
And I am now once again gainfully employed.
God
and
bless.
Because of this, I mean, that's good news anyway, but because of this, I am now going to become an amplifier, the advertise, market, and promote program that you guys have ingeniously set up.
You can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to get behind the show and help us spread Free Talk Live.
And to celebrate gainful employment.
Yeah. So what else is on your mind tonight, Steve?
Okay. excuse me. You guys, one of you said, and the other one agreed with, so it doesn't matter which one said it, a few weeks ago, that if you don't use a right, you're going to lose that right. So is there agreement among the panel this evening that that is so?
Pretty much true.
Okay. Yeah. So specifically gearing towards Mark, do you believe that you have the right to burn a flag?
I do have the right to burn a flag, yes.
It's a right to private property.
I mean, I don't. Right. I'm not for flag burning. I am against it. I also believe that I have the right to be sodomized. However, I'm not going to exercise that one either.
Hey, man, that's a really good comeback.
9 years in prison, didn't exercise it then, and I think I'm going to just let that one go.
So he says.
Who would say anything different, right?
Yeah. What I often do is I call you guys with things that maybe I might plan on saying during the course of a casual debate. And then you guys are so good with the comebacks that sometimes what I do is I call up playing devil's advocate. As a debate opponent of mine might, you know, retort.
And God wins again. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. You guys got it. So in general, what is the feeling about flag burning there among you guys?
I suspect. Well, I can tell you that I am completely against it. Not from a patriotic standpoint, although I do love the colors red, white, and blue, and I drink my coffee every morning out of a Captain America coffee cup, and I am a Captain America collector. I
love Captain America. Captain America.
Yeah, I'm all for him. Now, I would say that Captain America in the comic books has always been somebody who stands for the principles of liberty and has, in fact, stopped wearing the Captain America outfit when he felt that, racism and bigotry and the government had turned against black people or something like that. On multiple occasions, he has stopped wearing the Captain America outfit in protest. But I just don't think it is in any way helpful. I don't think
That's kind of what I'm thinking of. I just don't think it's constructive, and I think that at best...
Well, it is burning something, so it's destructive by nature.
Right, well, that's true. But at best, it's I think, pointless, and what I mean by that is that talking about liberty and writing about liberty is obviously going to help a lot more than some wild-eyed guy burning a flag.
Well,
and then at worst, it's just going to piss somebody off.
Right, and the thing is it's one of those things that can easily be misinterpreted by the people that wish to misinterpret things. The media can take, oh, look, the flag burning. They're not going to get that 2 or 3 minute speech beforehand about how this is my protest against the voting system or whatever it is. Is all they've got is some, as far as they've at that point, you're just some wild eyed loon burning the flag, and you're smearing whomever the media can smear with you.
Right, yes.
Wayne, your thoughts on flag burning?
It's not something I would do, but I agree. I don't think you're really going to get your point across doing that, because there's always those people offended by it, and it's a very divisive issue. I don't think I would go there myself.
For me, when it actually happened here a few months ago in Keene, I at first reluctantly supported it, and then later on felt a little better about supporting it, because I thought it was done in as good a taste as one could have done it. It wasn't done with vitriol and hatred. It was done, I think, intelligently. But Mark is correct. Obviously, if it's being filmed for a news package that's going to appear at the 11 o'clock news, you're going to get 15 seconds at best, if they even show anything that you actually said. I think that, to me, I find the flag to be offensive. It's a symbol of the Union. It's a symbol of the federal government, and it's a symbol of centralized power and control, command and control, authority, kind of authoritarian state. And I have no love whatsoever for symbolism like that. So I can appreciate. I come from that position of being able to appreciate a good flag burning. However, I do understand why people would find it a less than effective form of activism. Now, hold on.
I'd like to point out that I have burned flags before.
You have?
I've just not burned American flags.
What flags have you burned?
The UN flag.
UN.
Oh, that's true.
I knew you were going to say that.
Good point. That's a good point. And and there's no level of activism that you can get involved in at a visible level and not offend somebody, right? So,
yes, but the idea is to get to benefit more than one, is a detriment. And I do think I'm of the opinion that American flag burning is far more the detriment than it is a benefit. I just don't see how it is beneficial. Tell me a benefit.
Right. Well, what I do is I have an upside down flag on the back of my truck. And I have gotten the one finger salute.
Oh yeah, that's going to offend people too. Anything that you do with the flag that's not by the protocols that they've set up for handling the flag is inevitably going to offend somebody. So if you're concerned about offending people in your activism, then you should probably just stay home and not do whatever it is you are planning on doing. And I think that
has the upside down flag achieved anything? Have you managed to?
No, not really. It's a minor annoyance to the Archie Bunker types. But it has, maybe I shouldn't say that, because it has, some people have very calmly said, what's this all about? And I've explained it to them, why I have it upside down.
I think those are the benefits right there. When somebody strikes up a conversation, and that would answer your question earlier, Mark, is what were the benefits of the flag burning? There were conversations that were started, and most of them were civil. There were a handful of people that came by the event and decided to be offended on that day, but that's their choice, and they could have had a conversation with people. And these are the same people that are also not going to listen if you're doing anything that is
these are the same people that don't give a flying flip right now whether Sam's in jail, and therefore you don't have a community outrage when you have the largest arrest of liberty activists in history.
People don't give a flying flip, period, about most anything outside their lives.
You can't say whether it would have happened or not. I mean, here's a guy who's gotten arrested over videoing in a courthouse. I mean, that is what most Americans could get behind.
No,
however,
the three Keniacs,
I don't. I'm only
you
making
don't know
a speculation.
What most Americans,
speculation
exactly.
Just like you.
Well,
the
you
three Keniacs have painted themselves as flag-burning, loud morons.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Now, Mark, give me a break.
Sorry.
First of all, number one, most people don't even know what Free Keen is. They have no idea what that is.
In the town of Keene.
What?
In the town of Keene, they do.
No, they don't.
And you guys are on the radio. You've been on the television.
Most people don't pay attention to the issues. They don't pay attention to politics. I think you're giving people way too much credit for paying attention to what goes on around them.
They sure will pay attention to a flag getting burned.
If they happen to be driving by, most of them, most people in America are completely apathetic to anything outside of their own lives. If it doesn't affect them, they don't care about it. And as far as what happened with Sam, it's not speculation. Go read the comments on the Free Keen forum if you want. Now, these are people that obviously do know what Free Keen is, and they have seen what some of the things we've been doing, and they may have, maybe they did or didn't see the flag burn thing, but there's this mentality of, well, if it's against the law, then I'm against whatever you did. So it wouldn't have mattered. The flag burning, in my opinion, not a factor here. There's also
a comment on that same article that said that I was for the Free Staters when they got here, but then I found them to be a bunch of loudmouth flag burners. And that, you know, I mean, sounds to me like somebody.
Yeah, I don't think that comment's there. You find that comment for me. I saw the comment that said I was for them and then I turned against them, but I don't believe it.
I bet you the flag was an integral part of that.
Well, whatever. Anybody can write anything on a comment blog, but
you were just using that same thing as proof, and now when I pull something out otherwise,
I'm
against
just telling
what
you
have to
speculation.
Say. What?
All I'm telling you is it wasn't speculation, that there is a very real law and order mentality in this country, and you know there is, Mark, so don't deny it.
It's legal to burn flags in this country,
I'm not talking about flag burning. I'm saying that the attitude of people towards this activism that you said, we're not talking about flag burning, we're talking about what happened with Sam. You said people should be in favor of what Sam did. Well, no, people don't know what the Constitution is. They don't care about what the Constitution says. They care about that a judge said you can't have cameras, so therefore you shouldn't have cameras. And if you try to pull out a camera when the judge said you can't have a camera, then you should go to jail. There's plenty of people that support that mentality, and they're out there. Thanks, Stephen, for the call. 800-259-9231. By those people's measurements, anything that you do that's outside of their system and their regimented rules is an outrage to them.
Sure didn't get anybody on your side by burning
the flag. Free Talk Live. I didn't.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.